Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in San Diego. Melissa, and it's Monday, October 28th. You'll be interested to know, 138 years ago, today, in 1886, President Grover Cleveland officially dedicated this Statue of Liberty, a remarkable gift from the people of France to the people of the United States, on Bedloe's Island, later known as Liberty Island, in Upper New York Bay. This dedication symbolized friendship and shared ideals between the two nations. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Expect thigh-to-waist-high swell on Monday morning, transitioning to shoulder-high sets in the afternoon with semi-choppy conditions and onshore winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. On Tuesday, expect chest-to-head high swell in the morning, dropping to chest-to-shoulder high in the afternoon with semi-choppy conditions and onshore winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Wednesday will feature knee-to-waist high swell, remaining glassy in the morning, becoming semi-choppy in the afternoon with onshore winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Monday at Tourmaline and South San Diego. It's looking fair at 2 to 3 feet until 11. After that, it's gonna be big and ugly until Wednesday morning. Best time to ride is at 7 a.m. with a 4.5-foot incoming high tide when the south-southwest swell is 2.5 feet at 11 seconds and the onshore wind is 3 mph. The first high tide Monday will be 5 foot just before 8 a.m. with a 1 foot low tide at 2. The nearshore buoy at Scripps in La Jolla reads 65 degrees for the water temperature. This morning, it's patchy drizzle and feels like 67 degrees with 8 mph wind. The sunset will take place at 6, and it will rise again tomorrow at 7:04. It looks like we're in for some patchy drizzle and fog early on, but it should turn partly sunny later, with a high around 68 and a light to breezy west wind. Tonight, expect mostly cloudy skies with a chance of rain showers, a low of 58, and winds picking up to around 15 miles per hour. Looking ahead in the weather, expect a slight chance of rain showers before 11 a.m. on Tuesday, then mostly sunny skies with highs around 65 degrees. The rest of the week will remain mostly sunny, with highs near 67 and lows in the low 50s. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, Rams owner Stan Kroenke and Clippers owner Steve Ballmer have voiced their opposition to the Inglewood Transit Connector project, which is facing significant challenges. The proposed 1.7-mile People Mover, intended to connect Los Angeles rail riders to SoFi Stadium, is at risk after South Bay Cities rejected a request for $493 million in additional funding. This decision jeopardizes $1 billion in federal funds. Concerns over congestion, business displacement, and rising costs have led to dwindling support from early advocates. Inglewood Mayor James Butts remains hopeful but acknowledges the reality of the situation. Now on to sports. On Sunday Night Football in Santa Clara, the 49ers, now 4-4, triumphed over the Dallas Cowboys, who dropped to 3-4 with a thrilling 30-24 victory. Brock Purdy shone, throwing for 260 yards and a touchdown, while also scoring on a sneak. Despite Dak Prescott's valiant effort with two TDs to CeeDee Lamb, the comeback could not be completed. On Monday Night Football, the Pittsburgh Steelers, at 5-2, host the New York Giants, who are 2-5. With Russell Wilson back in form, accounting for 3 touchdowns last week, Pittsburgh's offense looks promising. The Giants face a daunting task against a defense led by T.J. Watt, second in the NFL in takeaways. Tonight, the Dodgers face the Yankees in New York for Game 3 of the World Series, with Los Angeles leading 2-0. Walker Buehler squares off against Clark Schmidt. Expect 53 degrees at game time in the Bronx. The Dodgers are favored by 1.5 runs. Shohei Ohtani's status remains unknown. In local sports, last night, the Lakers edged out the Kings 131-127 at the Crypto.com Arena. LeBron James delivered a stunning triple-double with 32 points, 14 rebounds, and 10 assists. Anthony Davis contributed with 31 points and 9 rebounds. The Lakers remain unbeaten at 3-0, while the Kings drop to 0-2. Tonight, the Lakers visit the Phoenix Suns at the Footprint Center. Anthony Davis, averaging 34 points, leads the Lakers, facing Kevin Durant's Suns, who are 2-1. Phoenix is dealing with player uncertainties, while LeBron James adds 7.3 assists per game for the Lakers. On Sunday, in a dominant performance, the Chargers topped the Saints with a 26-8 win at SoFi Stadium. Justin Herbert led the charge with 328 total yards, including 2 touchdown passes to rookie standout Ladd McConkey. The Bolts are now 4-3. On Saturday, the USC Trojans snapped a 3-game losing streak by defeating Rutgers 42-20. Woody Marks dominated with 3 touchdowns on the ground, while Miller Moss threw for 308 yards and added 2 passing touchdowns. The Trojans now stand at 4-4. The Saturday night, the Washington State Cougars rallied to beat the Aztecs 29-26 in San Diego. John Mateer threw for 257 yards with 2 TDs and 2 rushing scores, leading the Cougars to victory. Tomorrow night, the Los Angeles Kings, sitting at 5-2-2, face off against the struggling San Jose Sharks, who are 0-7-2. In top news, the non-alcoholic beer market is experiencing a remarkable surge, attracting various companies, including those owned by celebrities. Bump Williams, the chief executive officer of Bump Williams Consulting, predicts double-digit growth for at least the next 5 years. He noted, "Drinking a non-alcoholic beer today is not like it was 25 years ago," emphasizing a shift towards health-conscious choices. The recent launch of Barrow, a premium non-alcoholic beer by actor Tom Holland and Chief Executive Officer John Herman, highlights this trend. Sales in this category have soared from $135 million in 2018 to over $541 million in 2023. In business news, big technology companies are losing some shine ahead of a major earnings week. This week, Alphabet, Microsoft, Meta Platforms, Apple, and Amazon will report their quarterly results. Over the summer, some of these Magnificent Seven stocks became less remarkable as the Federal Reserve cut interest rates. Despite this, analysts predict solid growth for these companies. Ado Caspi, an analyst at Global X, noted expectations for revenue acceleration and continued innovation. However, there are signs that retail investors are shifting towards other sectors, indicating a potential decline in enthusiasm for artificial intelligence. Earnings from other companies, including McDonald's and Starbucks, will also be closely watched this week. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is just over $67,700. Ethereum is just under $2,500. And Goetze's Maximus is down to 57 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. Microsoft is facing a significant challenge with the release of a new installment in the popular Call of Duty franchise, which will be available on its Game Pass subscription service. This launch is part of Microsoft's ambitious $75 billion acquisition of Activision Blizzard, aiming to transform how gamers access and pay for video games. The latest installment, Call of Duty: Black Ops 6, will be offered for a monthly fee of around $20, or for a one-time purchase starting at $70. As the gaming industry evolves, Microsoft hopes to mimic the success of streaming platforms like Netflix, although some analysts remain skeptical about the viability of this model for video games. Entertainment news. Exciting news for Peaky Blinders fans. Production on the film adaptation is officially underway, with Cillian Murphy reprising his iconic role as Tommy Shelby. Creator Stephen Knight confirmed Murphy's return at the premiere of his new BBC series, This Town, stating, "We are shooting it in September, just down the road in Digbeth." Alongside Murphy, the cast includes A-list talents like Rebecca Ferguson, Tim Roth, and Barry Keoghan. While a release date remains unconfirmed, we could see the film by the end of 2025. The storyline will delve into untold events surrounding the Second World War. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the Scottish politician and writer, Walter Elliott. And he said, "Perseverance is not a long race. It is many short races, one after the other." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in San Diego.